الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الثالث عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما وعنهم أجمعين قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس، الصحة والفراغ. We are still in the chapter of making mujahada, of making effort in the path of Allah. And the effort that we are taught here is with our nafal ibadah, to engage in the ibadah of Allah Ta'ala. We should strive, we should make that mujahada. With regard to that, the third hadith in this chapter from Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma wa anhum ajma'in says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are two ni'mats, two great favors of Allah Ta'ala in which people are in a great loss with regard to those two ni'mats. One is health and one is one's free time. We are at a great loss with this. Mahbunun, at a great loss, is like somebody who buys an article and pays an exorbitant price for it. It might be worth 2 rand and he went and paid 200 rand for it. That means it's a great loss. Or somebody sold something that was worth perhaps 2,000 rand, but he sold it for 2 rand, 20 rand. So he made a great loss. Like that, people are at a great loss with regard to two ni'mats. One is health. We don't appreciate our health at all. And in fact, it's such a great loss that most of us, when we are young, we use our health in all wrong things, lot of haram things. We destroy our health in lot of haram things. Not only that we use it for good, or that we use it for something permissible in this dunya, but most of us, our youth, we use it for all haram things. And other things that we use it, wasting it in time, in sports, in passing time, and nowadays with the cell phone, how much of time is being wasted. So time is a very great ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. Allah takes qasam of time, wal fajr, wal asr, and Allah Ta'ala shows us the great value of time. But very few of us value time. Every moment is to be valued. If we are on the phone and we are put on hold, that time also is to be valued. It's not to be wasted even that time. All the time. But how much we waste our time. There are many of us, we'll come to masjid early. There are many, mashallah, who do the tilawat, etc. But many of us will just sit somewhere at the back and just pass our time. And if somebody comes, another musalli, we have some friendship with him, we start talking with him in the masjid. So yeah, in the masjid, where the time is so much more valuable, we waste it so much. And the other great ni'mat is health. The health that Allah Ta'ala has given us is also a great, great ni'mat. Yeah, also, it appears that the best health a person has is also when he's young. The time also when he's young, he wasted. His best health of his life is when he's young. When he hardly knows about being a diabetic, being having cholesterol, high blood, no worries he's got. He's living a free, carefree life as far as his health is concerned, but he also abuses that health. He uses it in how many of haram things and destroys his health, in fact. And he uses it in so many wasteful pursuits. All his good health he wasted. When a person grows old, then there are few people who now realize how we wasted our lives. They make tawbah and they make up for all their loss. But there are so many who don't even realize, even in their old age, that how we wasted our time, how we wasted our health. Now we are old, now we would like to do this ibadat, do that ibadat, we cannot do it. So these are two ni'mat that we must use, make mujahada, and use them in the correct way. Our health also, we should use in the correct way, and our time also, we should use it in the correct way. These are two great ni'mat, and like we can't imagine a person who will pay for a thing that costs 2 rand, he goes and pay 2,000 rand for it. What a stupid, what a loss he has made. And a person sells something that is worth 2,000 rand and he sells it for 2 rand, 20 rand. We can't. But much more worse than that, even those who are so clever like in dunya, but with regard to our health, complete loss we are making. With regard to our time, we are making complete loss. A person who has been given some capital, start a business, as many of the government helps out people also to start their business and gives them some capital to start. But if a person completely, a wise businessman, will make that capital of his grow from 20,000 to 200,000 in a short time. But there are those again who will even, they get 200,000 to start a business, and you see in a little while they are in debt in fact. All that is lost also, and they are in debt. Much more worse than that, we will regard such people as stupid, whatever we can say, lazy, whatever. But with regard to our health, which Allah has given us, and free of charge, and it's a very big capital, our health. And our time also, and our time is beautifully, it has been explained, time is like a block of ice. Without, it's there in front of your eyes and you don't realize it's melting away all the time. If it is not used for a good purpose, to make some water cold, use it for a good purpose, it just melts away and every second it's becoming less and less. Like that our time also. It might seem a big capital. I'm a young person of 15, 20 years and my age we don't know, but I'm going to live till 65 for example. I've got another 40, 50 years. It's a big capital when we don't use it correctly. And it's just melting away like ice and we wasted it completely. And the same time, the same block of ice, we put it in some water, with some juice, it cools it and it becomes a pleasure to have it. That time also, if we use it correctly, use our health correctly, we will benefit tremendously. So yeah, we are encouraged in this hadith that time and health are two great, great capitals Allah has given us free of charge, and to make our everlasting Jannah. And in fact, it is such a great capital, not only our Jannah, we should use it to make the Jannah of other people also. At least our family people, our people who are close and dear, our neighbors, and the Ummah is charged to make the whole of mankind, to make their lives valuable. And also, why we who are living, those who have passed away, we should use this time and health to make isal-e-sawab for our marhumin. That also we hardly ever think of, to make dua for them and to make isal-e-sawab for them. So this time and health which Allah has blessed us with are two very great ni'mats. We should learn to appreciate them and not be like that completely useless businessman who is given a big capital and he just loses it. He doesn't, in fact, he incurs debts and loans. He didn't use it right and he has got debts and loans. How many of us, our health that Allah has given it, we use it for wrong things. We use it to make zulm on people. And those are debts on us which we will have to pay for on the day of Qiyamah. This health Allah has given us, that also we don't use it. We use it in wrong things. And we will have to pay for that. So great, great ni'mat Allah has given, much more than the dunya's ni'mat of capital, of money, etc., are these capitals. But we are not using them at all. And if we are using them in the wrong things and incurring more losses instead of by which we could have made great profits. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.